question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, one of the organizers of the now-canceled pro-Palestinian walkout at Eastern Regional High School in Voorhees told CBS Philadelphia he and other organizers were not part of the discussion to cancel that walkout, contrary to what the district has said. Ash Tavares adds he and others have nothing against Judaism. They will still walk out as planned tomorrow. Officials report a violent cop abused his authority to obtain child pornography.
According to the Attorney General's office, 39-year-old Christopher Ortiz used his position as a sergeant with the Vineland Police Department to get images of child sexual abuse. Officials say the department was investigating a case involving the illicit images, and Ortiz directed a subordinate to email the child porn to him. An investigation found he had over 100 illicit images on electronic devices. A state grand jury indicted Ortiz on charges of child endangerment, official misconduct, and records tampering. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
To raise money for road repairs, a new state law hikes the gas tax and adds a yearly fee for electric vehicle owners. In a new FDU poll, about two-thirds of residents say they support the new charge on EVs.
Democrats are a little less likely than Republicans to support the measure, so 63% support among Democrats, 72% among Republicans. But really, it's a support across the board by Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
The Murphy administration wants to see zero new gas-powered vehicles being sold in the Garden State by the year 2035. A man from Little Falls is celebrating his 110th birthday. Vincent Dransfield, a former New Jersey volunteer fire chief and great-grandfather of seven, is the oldest living reported man alive. Transfield lives alone without help, cooks for himself, and drives daily. He credits luck, drinking milk, and doing what he loves for a living for his long and healthy life. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Did someone say pollen? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold night tonight with a mainly clear sky. There will be areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas with lows in the 30s. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, a bit milder. Highs between 60 and 65, although at the shore it'll stay in the 50s. Mainly clear and chilly again tomorrow night. Lows between 35 and 40. And then it will become cloudy into Saturday. There could be an afternoon or nighttime shower. Highs will be close to 60. Maybe a morning shower Sunday, otherwise warmer with more clouds and sun. Highs into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now in Phillipsburg, it's 57, Princeton 54, Cherry Hill 55. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service for a limited time. Tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.